epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Everybody pile in the minivan, we're going.
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Oh, what a week it has been here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. Of course, it started on Monday, Jones, and we were at Patriots training camp. In fact, this is the only day this week we have not been at Patriots training camp.
Feels weird. Good turnout here in the building. It looks like they've been doing a lot while we've been gone.
It's a ghost town.
They're so busy here.
The morning shows at Fall River, the afternoon shows at Fenway, the salespeople don't work Fridays.
Couldn't even dream about a boss being here.
Whatever it might be. Yeah. But on Monday, you know, I wasn't as prepared as I was later in the week. I was looking for some binoculars, which I was unable to find on Monday.
Let's see if this one is in. A little back shoulder throw to Diggs.
Did he catch that?
Yeah.
How come the fans didn't go crazy, though?
Doesn't look like it.
Marcus Jones
is celebrating, so maybe not. We got a tree right in front of us on that. So that's a tough view there.
I didn't bring my binocs. I was looking at CC Beans has a pair of binocs, little kid binocs, but they still work.
I had a pair of kid binocs from the aquarium, Lucas.
I was in a room this morning.
Lucas's pair from the aquarium, rather.
I was waking her up today.
Yeah, exactly. We took him to the aquarium and we bought something in the gift shop. How about that?
CC's laying in bed. I'm like, it's time to get up. And then she sees me rummaging through her stuff. She's like, what are you doing? She goes, Dad, what are you doing? I'm like, you have binoculars? She's like, what? I go, binoculars.
You call them binoculars?
I go, where are your binocs? She's like, what color are they? I'm like, you know. She's like, yeah, I don't think I have those anymore. I was like, ah.
Booty.
I'm like, I go, I need them for work. She goes, what?
Again, without the binocs, I'm not very confident saying any of this, but Booty just brought one in over Christian Gonzalez.
All right, well, that was a fun little drill right there.
So, update. I was able to purchase my own adult binoculars,
nice.
And I used those the last couple of days of camp. I'll have those next week when we got our eyes on the Washington Commanders who come to town on Wednesday.
Well, we
got
to find Terry McLaurin. Yeah. To bring him up to our radio set there to make him a New England Patriot.
We'll get him.
Yeah, we got to locate him with the binocs.
I'll be locked in on McLaurin. Nice. I'll give you a full body language breakdown of Terry McLaurin.
Oh.
If he's there.
Great.
He may not be there.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Your body language.
The Rich Keefe body language breakdown all day Wednesday. That's a good
Pretty
idea.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, we talked about a very scary story up in New Hampshire where there was a giant snake on the loose.
Probably someone else's pet. I'd have to imagine.
I guess.
Maybe a long time ago. It snuck out through the sewer or something like that. Next thing you know, it's been feasting in the wild. But at one point,
it made it upstairs?
At one point, that thing was a pet.
How'd it get upstairs?
I don't know.
Can they do stairs? Snakes can go upstairs.
Probably. They can crawl up trees and stuff. You don't think they can do stairs?
Trees, it can kind of wrap itself around the
banister.
Wrap itself around the banister.
No.
Yes. Billy, can snakes go upstairs?
I would assume.
100%.
Yeah.
What? So not even safe upstairs? So you think? So all these years, you think if there was a snake on the loose, you'd just run up some stairs and you'd be fine? I imagine it could still get you.
They slither on their bellies. I would think I'd be fine up there.
I don't think so.
So they just go like up and, oh, that is horrifying.
I'm sure they do.
Oh, my God.
Really? You never think?
I wouldn't think they could do stairs. I mean, they're normally
outside.
Have you
never seen, like, I know these are stairs outside. I know these are different species, but you never seen, like, a dancing cobra? They're standing up. Like, they could get up some stairs.
Dancing cobra?
Yeah.
Like the snake?
Yeah, like a snake charmer dance.
I can see them
grooving along. They're holding themselves up. They have a lot of ribs.
Well, there's the guy with, like, a piccolo, maybe.
They're all ribs. They're very strong.
They have ribs?
Yeah, I think so.
See, I'm so scared of snakes, I haven't taken the time to really learn about them. Maybe that's my problem.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're made of. I don't know whether they can do stairs or heights.
I think you'd probably like them more if you learned a little bit more about them.
Don't
you'd
so.
Have greater appreciation for don't the wild so. Beast. Yeah.
I do know a lot about the great American rock band Goo Goo Dolls, as that was also discussed on the
good.
Show on Wednesday.
Good.
Yeah.
Kat went to Goo Goo Dolls last night.
Well, not as good.
Not as big of a fan?
Goo Goo Dolls? No. That sounds
Greg,
dude, that sounds horrible.
Who'd they play with?
Ooh, Dashboard Open.
Dude, rough.
Honestly, kind of wanted to go there and feel my feelings.
Just an acoustic and emotions got out of here.
I kind of wanted to go feel my feelings at Dashboard.
Dude, Goo Goo Dolls had that one song from the City of Angels soundtrack. One of the worst movies ever.
Yeah, Iris, bro.
Iris.
Yeah.
They'd play that on
TRL. You mean they had that one song? What are you talking about? Goo Goo Dolls had
the one song?
Maybe two.
Name.
They didn't have
Slide.
Long Way Down.
They had too many, I guess.
Only one.
Mount Rushmore, Goo
Goo Dolls. What a sad.
I think we just Mount Rushmore. I think that was it.
Do you know what the original name of their band was?
A Boy Named Goo. Mookie Blaylock.
Okay, how about this one? Did you know the song? Name?
You don't want to answer this one, Bill?
No. I want to say because I was going to forget it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bill. You
whose
go
question
first.
Am I answering?
I'll remember mine.
Yeah. The song name, right? Their first hit. Do you know who it was about?
Oh, it's about someone.
Wait, Iris?
No
name.
Oh, yeah. Name. Who name's about?
Right.
Oh, is it an actress?
It's a female.
It's a female. Yep.
Is it a musician or an actress?
She worked in music. She now works in politics.
Oh my God! Hillary Clinton.
So do you remember? Kennedy?
The Hill Dog.
Kennedy.
It's about Kennedy.
It's about Kennedy from MTV.
Wow.
No kidding.
She now does political stuff.
Nice.
How about that?
Nice.
No, the original band name.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For Goo Goo Dolls was Sex Maggot.
Sex Maggot.
Okay. They changed it. It didn't really fit the sound of the band.
No,
so they changed
no, no,
it to
no,
something
no, no.
Much, much lamer.
That's what they call me in high school.
They're Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this. They have several studio albums. They've been making music a long time.
Well, Boy Named Goo. After that, I kind of lost track. But yeah.
So they have Goo Goo Dolls.
Yep.
Self-titled. 1987.
Oh, yeah. They go way back. The City of Angels soundtrack.
Jed. They have Hold Me Up.
Uh-huh.
Superstar Car Wash.
Mm-hmm.
A Boy Named Goo.
That was a good one. Yep. I had that one I owned. Yeah.
Not to be confused with Mac and Goo.
No.
Dizzy Up the Girl.
Oh, I might have had that one too, actually.
Gutter Flower.
Yep, not that.
Let Love In.
Yeah.
Something for the Rest of Us.
Sure.
Magnetic, Boxes, Miracle Pill. I think we know what we're talking about there. And Chaos and Bloom. So that's the whole thing.
It was on Dizzy Up the Girl.
All right, yesterday was the Major League
Black
Baseball.
Black Balloon, I think.
Slide. Black Balloon Slide. Yep, nice.
Major League Baseball trade deadline was yesterday. 6 o'clock. Not the typical like 3 or 4 o'clock. It was 6 o'clock, which was at the end of WEEI afternoons.
Sure was.
So I was locked and loaded. By the way, I went to a movie screening yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have more on that. I can mention that in grab bag.
Oh, okay.
I saw the movie together.
With but Greg.
With Greg.
Yeah, nice.
And Ernie Bach.
Oh.
And so we were driving back, or I was driving back. I wasn't with them anymore. I was driving back in traffic listening to the trade deadline. I'm like, there's only a few more minutes left in this.
Ernie didn't give you one of the cars out of the Solarium?
He probably took a helicopter out of there for all I know. Huh. So I was like, all right, I'm stuck in traffic. I'm listening to the WEEI afternoons. I'm like, what is going to happen? First of all, I've been in a theater for 2 hours. So I'm like, did they even make any moves? So I'm listening to that. No, they didn't. They clearly did not. But I was listening. I'm like, all right, what is going on here as we get closer and closer to the trade deadline? And this is part of what I heard.
I think they would pause too. Do we have
hold on?
Do we have something I need to acknowledge here?
No.
Hit the sound.
Yep, yep.
Hit the sound.
Hit the sound.
Hit the sound. Oh, ye of little Fenway faith, according to at Yahoo Sports, breaking: the Boston Red Sox have acquired All-Star starting pitcher Joe Ryan from the Minnesota Twins per at John Morosi.
John Morosi, the Boston Red Sox.
Putting the jersey back on.
City Connect jersey's warranted. I'll be putting on my City Connect sweatshirt.
Shame on you for not having any faith. You really had no faith, no faith, Stiz. You know, don't put your shirts on. You don't deserve to put your shirts on.
So here's what happened. Here's what happened. So Fox Sports tweeted a graphic and then deleted that with that information. That's what I was going to break in and tell you, Andy, but you got to Nick first.
We didn't just get – what the hell is going on?
For
now
sure.
Yahoo has deleted it.
So Yahoo and Fox Sports have both deleted.
Wow.
Nicko!
Hey, that's not on us.
This is a bit of a poop
That's crazy.
All right. So that was quite a roller coaster. That was edited a little bit for time, but the highs and lows there in the car thinking they got Joe Ryan to know they did not get Joe Ryan.
Yeah, so you heard this live.
I heard it live, and I was like, I was all excited.
I was riding the roller coaster.
So it was even worse that they didn't get Joe Ryan.
I was riding the roller coaster in real time. And trust me, I was ready to take a big victory lap for my guy,
yeah,
Braz.
It didn't happen, though.
Well, I saw the same graphic, and it said John Morosi. I did this 2 seconds later when I saw the graphic. I go, well, let me go to Morosi's timeline. Nothing there. And I said, well, that's odd.
I feel like maybe a little bit of a lesson learned where baseball trade deadline, Jeff Passan, his account, when he's not hacked by bots or whatever. Remember when he got hacked by
cryptocurrency or something like that?
Sure. So Passan, Rosenthal, maybe
Eric Shun.
Or Eric Shun.
Yeah, good one. That's
take a look
good
at those
insider,
guys.
Yep.
And if they have it, something as big as Joe Ryan, they might have it.
Yeah.
You can't trust the guys that are firing up the graphics.
Or.
Yeah.
Or. When it's attributed to someone.
Yeah, check out the person.
Maybe just go to their timeline
and
see what they
yeah.
say. Because the last tweet on Morosi's timeline was they were working on future
so that
tense.
Was
not that it was done past
that time. Was a tough go. So then I was already mad that they didn't get him at Breslow. Now I'm like even more mad because it was like it sounded like they got him. So now it's a glass case of emotion.
The good news is it turns out their attempts were feeble and they weren't even close to getting
they weren't close. The, no, they weren't close at all.
Reporting in
at
retrospect.
All.
But no, if you're unaware of the story, Fox Sports and Yahoo did both jump the gun.
They posted something.
Someone wagged the dog. I think it was Fox Sports put out the graphic. Yahoo aggregated that. Then there were multiple ones of those and all attributed to John Morosi, formerly John Paul Morosi.
All right, let's
may need to change his name back to go into hiding.
Yeah. Jack to John Paul.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to our brags of the week. We have three nominees this week, including from the morning show. I think this was from Monday.
Well, I had a lunch meeting last week, and it was in the Seaport.
Sick brag, bro.
Ooh.
Yeah, not just the lunch meeting, but in the Seaport.
That's a mover and a shaker meeting. Yeah.
That's pretty good. So that's nominee number one. Nominee number two.
Rich and I are going to a movie premiere.
Sick brag, bro.
We did. We saw the Dave Franco, Alison Brie horror film.
Alison Brie. Nice. Okay.
Nice. I'll more on that later. And your third nominee.
I'm a fan.
Sick brag, bro.
Wait, who was that?
That was Adam in Providence who called in last hour and said,
I'm a fan.
Sick brag, bro.
All right,
and that just happened?
Yes. Lunch meeting in the seaport. Going to a movie premiere with Rich Keefe.
Sure.
Or I'm a fan.
I think we got to go lunch meeting. No offense, Keefe.
Okay. No, but
I think we got to go lunch meeting.
I think so, too.
Well, Debbie I had steps. A lunch meeting last week, and it was in the seaport.
The seaport.
Oh, still really? A brag.
Oh, damn.
Still a brag, but then you put the cherry on top.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's true. All right. Well, Chris Curtis,
what's
congrats.
What's the meeting about?
Congrats. You've won the brag of the week, the award, just like Jared Wilson's House of the Week award. That's in the mail.
Congrats.
Yeah, congratulations. 617-779-7937. That is the week in review here on Jones and Keefe. Let's get back to the Devers trade. Are you feeling any differently about it now that the trade deadline has come and gone? We'll get to it next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.